Hey, welcome back to Song and Self, the podcast where I get submissions of songs from you guys, and then I'll analyze it probably, hopefully, as long as it's not too explicit, because this is a school project. Now, the song that I will be analyzing this week is Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. This song I used to, like, dance around in my living room to with my family. So it kind of held that nostalgic feel when I was, like, researching it and stuff. What I think this song is about, Psycho Killer, is quite literally the title Psycho Killer, I think. But more so than that, I think it's about, like, the toll that murder or, like, a great act of crime will have on you. And the artist's slow descent into insanity. This song does have a lot of different inflections and tone that the artist uses that I'm not going to be talking about. I'm mainly going to be talking about the lyrics. But if you do listen to the song, there's a lot of, like, his singing gets crazier. A lot of guitar solos kind of, like, have, like, sporadic, like, chords in it and stuff. And also, this song has a bit of French in it. So please don't be mad when I do pronounce everything wrong. It's just, I'm sorry if it just, don't take it personally, but yeah, let's get into it. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Better run, 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 run away. Psycho killer, as I said, what I believe to be is a song about a slow descent into insanity and the toll that an act of crime like murder has on someone. And looking at the lyrics, I think it jumps right into that. What I believe is that the song starts, like, maybe like a day or something, or a week, like right after the artist has just killed someone, which I presume to be a girlfriend or a girl in his life. You know, someone maybe abuses or something. So, the first lyric he says is, can't seem to face up to the facts. And what I believe this is, I'd imagine killing someone is hard to believe, you know, like, if you just actually commit murder, you probably wouldn't feel human. It'd be hard to believe that. He then says, I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. People with guilty consciousnesses tend to be startled easily and always on alert. That's just a fact, you know. Maybe if you did something even just remotely bad, like lied to your parents or something, a lot of the time it's a lot easier to tell when someone's lying because with a guilty conscience, you're not yourself. I can't sleep because my bed's on fire. This is a metaphor, I think he's saying, because sleep is almost out of the question. You know, his bed's on fire, he can't relax because it just pains him too much to think at any moment someone could catch him, or he can't just think about what he's done, because if he does, he'll realize what he does. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Provoking him or startling him will cause him to lash out. Now, I didn't know what a live wire was before this, but according to the freedictionary.com, a live wire is a vivacious, alert, or energetic person. So that would make sense. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. That means he's gonna, like, he's gonna, like, lash out on you because, you know, people with guilty consciousnesses tend to be startled easily. Then the chorus, which I feel like everyone should know, goes, psycho killer, psycho killer. But this is the first chorus, and I feel like he doesn't even feel like a psycho killer yet, or he isn't a psycho killer, but he already says psycho killer. Sorry, I just butchered that. But right now I feel like he feels like he's a psycho killer, even though he only killed one person, you know? It's weighing on his consciousness so much, he already feels detached from the person he once was. Now this is the first bit of French, so please excuse my pronunciation, but he says, qu'est-ce que c'est? Which translates to, what is this? And what I think this means is he's possibly questioning murder, you know? What is this, you know? It's kind of like a whole new world to him. He didn't realize you could just do that. It seemed like something like you'd only, like, hear about on TV. Then he goes, far better. Run, 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 run away. Now, when I listen to this, he's like saying, far better run away. But who's he running away from, or who is running away? Is he running from the police? Is he running from his social life? Are the people he's after running? What I think is he's bringing up kind of like an alternate personality, and he's running from that part of himself. He just killed someone and he can't cope with that, so he's running from that. He's trying to distance himself far away from that. The second verse goes, you start a conversation, you can't even finish it. I think this is also showing how he's on the edge. But also, I also see this as looking at the human condition. Because now when you feel less like a human after murdering someone, you're kind of looking at humans, and I feel like he's almost seeing them as a different species, you know? You're talking a lot, but you're not saying anything. Life is almost meaningless to him now that he's taken one. He doesn't care about day-to-day things when murder is an option, you know? Like, if you don't care about Julia bringing her kids to soccer practice because, you know, at any moment those kids could die. When I have nothing to say, my lips are sealed. I think he's just careful not to spill the tea here, you know? If he doesn't have anything to say, he doesn't want to slip up and say that he murdered someone. Say something once, why say it again? Now I think this is another reference to the split personality I was talking about. When he says, say something once, why say it again? Because he doesn't have control about what this psycho killer personality says. Because it's like a whole different part of him almost, you know? Like, if I suddenly changed personalities, this personality wouldn't have control over what it was saying, what it was doing. And then he goes back to the chorus, psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? And the second time I heard this, qu'est-ce que c'est, of course, being the French, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong. But the first time I heard this, I didn't think much of it being French. But the second time I listened to this, I'm wondering if, because I'm talking about the split personality, if the French is like this other personality of his coming out. And the more we get into this song, the more we'll hear that. Like, you know, qu'est-ce que c'est? What is this? It's like the murder part of him talking now. And now he goes, you know, far better. Run, 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 run away. And in the last episode of this podcast, I analyzed JoJo Siwa's song Boomerang. And if you listen to that, you might remember there's a part in the song where JoJo kind of stutters. And I made kind of a joke, you know, about like she's unsure about herself. But this time, I think the whole stuttering thing might be more accurate, you know, far. And I don't think that's him being unsure about himself, but I think it's him being scared of himself and, you know, the whole stuttering when he sees himself. He's looking at himself as this psycho killer he has to run away from. He's, you know, he's scared of himself. Okay, now here's the bridge of the song, and this has a lot of French in it, so I'm just gonna butcher these pronunciations, and you're just gonna have to live with that, and I'm sorry. But the first line in the bridge is, ce que je fais ce soir-là, which translates to what I did that night. And I think that's him reflecting on the murder, you know, what he did that night was murder someone. Then he says, ce qu'elle a dit ce soir-là, which means what she said that night. And what I'm assuming is this is, like, his girlfriend or someone close to him that he murdered. What he said that night, what she said that night is he probably killed this person. It's what she said that provoked him. Now, this is what really pulls that together. Keep in mind this whole split personality, which is singing the French. Okay, so then he says, réalisant mon espoir, je me lave à... Sorry, you can just look up the lyrics yourselves. It's Je me lance vers la gloire, which is directly translates to realizing my hope, I spear to my glory. Now, what I think this is he probably wished to kill this person for a while, subconsciously, like realizing my hope. And then that's the moment of him actually killing this person, this big act of impulse. So, because it's what I did that night, what she said that night, realizing my hope, I spear to my glory. So this is all about the murder, you know, this is all about him realizing that he wants to murder this person, and he just acted on impulse, and now it's basically ruined his life. We are vain, we are blind. This is him saying people are too vain to see that their friends they know are killers. You know, we are vain, we are blind. I hate people when they're not polite. And I think he's killing more people now. I think he's finally become this psycho killer part of him. That's the last part of the bridge. We are vain, we are blind. I hate people when they're not polite. Then he repeats the chorus. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est, fa 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 fa, run, 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 run. And then it goes into basically a guitar solo to end the song. And like I said, there's a lot of inflections in his voice. And in this guitar solo, a lot of it is strum, like he does really harsh chords at random times. And I think it's showing this, like, sporadic part of Psycho Killer. So, yeah, that is my analysis on Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. I'm hoping that next week I might have a little more of a lighthearted song. This got a little dark, but this song still is really good, and it was really fun to do this. So I definitely recommend that on your own time, you go listen to Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. Stream it, buy it, just listen to the Talking Heads in general. They're a great band. And I will see you in the next episode of Song and Self.